track 7, and now we have this week's letters to the editor. Not too many letters this week. The first one is from three councillors, Rob Hayes, Colin Parker and Jackie Hook, who are continuing the ongoing correspondence about consultation on the proposals for Queen Street. They say, "We write to clarify again the stages of consultation that have taken place. It's consistently claimed by some that the results of the consultations haven't been released and are not available to view. Incorrect. The June 2020 and July 2022 consultation reports are available to view on the TDC and DCC websites. The July 2022 report is 92 pages long, and the June 2020 report divided into public, business and cyclist responses. Some of the key responses from the 2020 consultation were 55% business support for enhancing the environment, widening pavements, outdoor seating, etc. And 55% of the public said they would shop more often or spend more time in Queen Street if the improvements were implemented. And 59% agreed with widening pavements. It was the overall positive responses such as these that allowed Devon County and Teignbridge Council to continue to work up more detailed proposals, whilst also adjusting proposals based on comments they'd received. The consultation held in July 2022, 50% of the public agreed with pavement widening, outweighing those that disagreed, 46%. 49% of the public and 70% of businesses disagreed with restricting vehicle access beyond Albany Street. When asked about their overall opinion of the proposals, an equal number of the public agreed as disagreed, at 46%. There was business and public support for the 20-mile-an-hour limit. It would be true to say that there is more public support than business support, and that the support has diminished between 2020 and 2022. But on the key components of the scheme, there is majority public support, and importantly, the proposals have been changed to take on board comments made. The proposals have now been through all democratic decision-making stages, and the traffic regulation order approved by DCC, the only remaining stage, is implementation. Throughout, the proposals have been altered to take into account comments from businesses. We would suggest that if any public or business meeting takes place now, it could be one that seeks to bring businesses together to promote and market what Queen Street has to offer and positively embrace the changes that are coming. The implementation phase will temporarily be disruptive, but if the businesses and community work positively together and support Queen Street and what it offers, the outcomes will surely be better. Now is not the time to create division, but to come together and celebrate and promote what our town offers."
Confused by Storr's Blue Badge rules. Graham Towler writes via email, "Re Asda's parking regulations, I took my parents to the disabled parking with their blue badge displayed. To my surprise, a week later, a letter arrives saying I have a £70 fine for incorrect parking. It appears that you must register your vehicle registration number at Asda customer service desk. Otherwise, you get a fine. Something that isn't made clear, particularly when I have used the blue badge at other supermarkets without a problem. Of course, many people would be unaware of this practice by parking eye. Beware. Needless to say, I am disputing this and, if need be, will take it further."
The youth of today. A Dawlish reader, name and address provided, writes, "I would like to say how grateful I am to a group of youngsters who came across my husband Simon, who has Alzheimer's, lost and disorientated in local woods on Saturday, and had the sense to telephone the police and could then inform me where to go to fetch him home. We don't always hear good things about modern youth, but this group acted as responsible citizens, so well done to them."
Always nice to have a good, positive letter. The next one, not so. Neil Anderson of Newton Abbott writes, "Your feature regarding the Asda parking fines in last week's paper is actually only the tip of the iceberg for disabled people. Since this new parking regime started, it has become much harder to find a disabled space because unprincipled people can now grab any space for themselves without a thought for the disabled. I'm able to walk only a short distance using a Zimmer frame to get access to my mobility scooter in the boot of my car. Therefore, I need a disabled space to allow enough space next to the driver's door. There are, of course, plenty of folk much, much worse off than me, mobility-wise. The attitude of the staff member who dealt with the re-registration of my car took me by surprise last week. I've never before met with any aggression from the staff in my many years using the store. The whole thing leaves me wondering what difficulties the staff too have been experiencing, as I understand that some of them have also received fines. And that concludes the letters for this week.